My next guest is a woman of devotion, service, and faith, and she wants to help young women all over the world discover their purpose and divine worth. Sister Andrea Munoz-Spanaus was recently called as the second counselor of the Young Women General Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She brings to that role a wide-reaching range of experiences, from cultural to educational, and as the mother of two girls, she has a firsthand view of the challenges and the strengths of young people today, and I am so excited to get to know her better. Sister Spanaus, welcome to Studio 5.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're so glad to have you, and I have so enjoyed, I mean this, I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here, I've so enjoyed learning about you and your life, and I have an observation, if I may. You seem like a yes girl, meaning you say yes to God, but you also say yes to adventure and opportunity. Is that fair?
Yes. I'm a yes leader.
A yes leader. We love that about you already. Well, this conversation serves two parts. It's part heart to heart and part get to know you. So I would love to do a little word association. If I pulled a line from both your professional and personal resumes, would you give me one or two words reaction to that?
Yes.
To that experience. So first, you were born in Argentina.
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, it was wonderful. I love my family. You know, Argentina is family, family, family.
Yes.
So my grandparents emigrated from Italy. So the other part of the family is from Spain. So we are very...
Who was that?
Oh,
is that you?
That's me with my sister.
Oh, you cuties.
Yes, my sister Silvina. Yes.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Sweet. So all about family.
Yes.
All about family.
And love, right?
And love.
And get together.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You earned a degree in early childhood education.
Yes, I studied in Argentina, and I love little children. So this is another word for me. It's love. Oh, innocence.
I'm sensing a theme. You've taught early morning seminary. That takes more than love. That takes stamina.
Yes, and sacrifice.
Yes, it does.
Yes, sacrifice, but also testimony, right? And this opportunity to be with the youth every day. Love it.
Now, if I read this once. Tell me if this is true. You once led a group of young women in France teaching from an English manual speaking Spanish.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yes, and my counselor was understanding in Spanish and repeating everything in French. So, yes, that was,
Yes.
The Lord is very generous with us, right?
Oh, I love that. I love that. You and your husband served a mission. You served as mission leaders in Mexico.
Yes. Well, my words for this will be sacred and miracles, right? And the opportunity again to be with the youth of the church, the missionaries.
And serving with your husband as you did that.
Oh, yes.
You love nature, I understand.
Yes, I love nature. My grandfather was a gardener. So, you know, when I am in nature, first I have this connection with Jesus Christ because of the Creator. Yes. So I feel peace and calm, but also my grandfather. Again, my family is there, right? The flowers, the things in bloom. Yeah, love it.
Isn't it amazing when you feel those gifts or those gifts of connection with your ancestors? I think that's an amazing connection point to feel. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, you're a baker. And quite an impressive one. How long have you been doing that?
Well, you know, it runs in the family, right? It runs in the family. My grandma from Italy, she was doing all the pasta, gnocchi, ravioli, everything.
The good stuff.
Yes, yes.
Ah, well, you recently spoke, Sister Spanaus, to a group of missionaries, and you talked about feeling a little bit overwhelmed about this new calling and these new responsibilities. But you said in those times of overwhelm, you do two things. Number one, you slow down, which I think is so wise. The speed at which we approach, you know, important tasks is crucial. But you said that you also remember who you are. You remember that personal definition of who you are and who you're serving. Mm-hmm. How does that help us, that personal definition of who we are? How does that help us in moments of overwhelm?
You know, Brooke, when I was a young mother with these two girls, very close in age, at times I feel really overwhelmed. That I didn't have the patient that I need, that I was not a good mom, that I was not doing the things that I needed to do, so really overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can relate that with little children, right?
Yes, sister.
So I remember one day I was opening my heart to Heavenly Father. Please help me. I don't know how to do this, right? Mm-hmm. And I have this feeling in my mind that at those moments, I need to be repeating, I am a daughter of God. Mm-hmm. I am a daughter of God. and I did it. Mm. And you know, at the beginning, it was like just saying the words, but then with the repetition, I start to stress and really pay attention of these words and the message, and I really feel different, right? So there is something that changed in us when we really know who we are, right? Mm-hmm. So I always go to the basics. Who am I? I'm a daughter of a God, right?
So yes,
it's powerful.
Yeah, if we find that perspective, the purpose comes. Mm-hmm. I love how that simple phrase has guided you. Mm-hmm. You once said, Sister Spinalis, that the Lord requires our hearts. Our works are essential, but they're not enough, even when we do our best. He requires our heart, our will, our desires, and our being. I'm curious to know, I think it's maybe more simple, perhaps, to think of putting heart into big jobs or big callings, but if we look at women's everyday lives, how can we put more heart into the everyday tasks that we're responsible for?
I think that we need to put God first. Mm. And then when we put God first, everything aligns. And as you were saying, yes, it's an everyday thing, right? In the small things of our everyday life. It's like a small and simple things that we can do every day. And of course, we are trying to do the best we can, right? And put effort in the things that we do, but it's not enough, right? We need Jesus Christ beside us. I love to have this image in my head, right? That Jesus Christ is beside me.
He's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And have him in our minds, right? And with him, we can be complete. With him, we can have the strength that we need to do the things. With him, we are more, right? So we need to have this very close association, partnership with Jesus Christ.
I was really impressed to read that you were quite young when you first felt a stirring to defend your faith. Mm-hmm. You described it as a fire in your heart, and you said you were never ashamed of the gospel. And I found myself thinking, is it possible that that fire of heart is missing in today's society or in today's world? How might you suggest women develop that passion to share their faith and beliefs, whatever they might be?
Mm. You know, when the missionaries taught our family and we joined the church, I was nine. And my sister was 10. Mm. And we were Catholics, attending a Catholic school with my sister. So we were the only members of the church in our school. Mm. So I had several occasions where I needed to defend the beliefs of the church, right? And I think that we can do that when we are honoring our testimonies, that we need to be feeding our testimonies with the things that we already know. Again, these small and simple things like praying, right? Studying the scriptures, going to the temple, all the things that will feed our testimonies. We cannot have passion if we don't have a strong testimony.
A foundation.
So, yes, a foundation. Yeah.
I like that.
We need to be
foundation first.
Yes.
And the passion grows from that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. You are charged with leading and loving young women all over the world, and you are quite optimistic about the rising generation. You believe they have a call, that they're leaders today, and that we need to guide them as they discover their great potential. Now, you have two daughters yourself, so I'm curious to know, how have you tried to guide them, your own daughters, to find that potential that you talk about?
Yes, Brooke, I believe that this generation is like no other, right? Because our prophets said that they are unusually gifted. Yeah, to do whatever things they need to do. So I really think that they are divinely equipped. They have everything that they know, that they need, everything that they need to do it. Mm-hmm. So with my daughters, I always try to be positive.
Okay.
To celebrate everything that they were doing, that it was right, and to really give them a hopeful look of the future, right? And again, love, love, love. Mm. Even though they are not choosing the things that we would choose, right? Mm-hmm. We need to love them, mm-hmm. always. This is the only thing, right? Because we are here because of love, having this experience. The plan of salvation is because of love. And also Jesus Christ on the cross is because of love, right? So love is the most important thing that we can do for this generation.
Right. A sense of theme about you, love.
Yes,
love.
And also teach them.
Yeah.
I love that we are learning.
Yes, all of us.
This is my motto. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Well, we love watching you learn, and we love supporting you in this new role. Thanks for all the work that you're doing to serve young women all over the world. It's a pleasure to get to know you, Sister Spinell.
Thank you very much.